WHEY.com.
Jam slammed and soaking wet in the East. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I always say we're coast to coast and everywhere in between. The real nooks and crannies and cracks are along the East Coast. Oh, the people in Vermont. 300 guests were stranded at Killington, Vermont. I spent some time there skiing. It's a beautiful area. It's a good place to be stuck, I guess, in a sense, but not when there's floods around you. You had airports that were jammed, teeming with people because there was such a backlog of so many folks trying to get in and out of areas, either trying to get to the east, get away from the east, all that kind of stuff. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people were stranded by the tropical storm Irene. Ultimately, in Irene's wake, 41 people dead. That number probably climbs. It jumped up and doubled overnight. So I think that you'll probably see that in the next couple of days. A lot of that has to do with people being washed away, frankly, by the floods. FEMA is almost out of money because of all the natural disasters that we've had in this country. Think of the tornadoes. Think of the other floods. And the funnel is broke. I mean, there's no joke about it. We know what's going on in Washington. So where are they getting the money to pay for all this? Look for some kind of convoluted bill in the near future that will be discussed, I'm sure, ad nauseum over what to do. Because this will take some time now. When everybody comes back from the Labor Day break, there'll be some grandstanding, some conversation. And the fiscal year, of course, is over at the end of September. Oof. So we'll talk about that. Where's the money coming from? Also coming up in this hour of America Tonight, besides the rehash of some of the serious damage of Irene, and man, it's wicked. Beyond what I really thought was going to happen, to be honest, especially as I was listening to the buildup from all the weather people and looking at the radar myself and seeing nothing but globs of nasty stuff ready to smash down to the east. It does come ashore, as many of you know, as a Cat 1 in North Carolina, and then becomes a tropical storm, veers all the way up the coast. But for people who thought, it's a tropical storm, it was much more than tropical. It was deadly. And what's happened with bridges and what's happened with boats and moorings and houses and, you know, pick something, anything. That's not just on the coastline, but inland. In Vermont, especially, they were slammed. So North Carolina and Vermont, really the two bookends, got slammed. The trees have been uprooted. Power's been lost. You know, just think about it. And then in the middle of all this craziness, would you believe that they had record numbers of babies that were delivered during this whole Irene stuff? Yeah. A lot of women went into labor. I don't know what that's about, if there's any kind of a connection there or not. But interesting that state by state, some of the hospitals reported an unusual amount of children being born. Of course, you just subtract, you do the math, you know, you subtract the numbers, and it doesn't really have to do with Irene. It has to do with due dates. And so you have to wind the clock back 9 months, but it is pretty interesting that just happened to be when some of the hospitals were overwhelmed, let's say, in the birthing process. Let's jump around here, as we're known to do. And as I said, we're going to talk about, obviously, Irene. We're also going to talk about a couple of other things that happened maybe while you weren't paying attention, because, you know, we're always talking about the polls here and who's sliding up in the polls as far as the Republicans are concerned. I don't know if this surprises anyone, but the Texas governor, Rick Perry, again on top in a national poll. Yep, he's on top. And he really appeals to a certain faction of people, and he's trying to widen his appeal, and apparently, nationally, it's starting to work for him. You know, does the governor of Texas, does he really have any legs in this race? Because Romney was thought to be the guy that was going to get the nomination, and now he's certainly made it much more interesting. And I think that the thing with Rick Perry is a lot of people don't know. I mean, they're seeing some of the things that have happened with Perry, but they don't know some of the other things that have gone on with the governor of Texas, because he's been the governor for a long time. So when you have a long history, there are certainly things that you can go back and look at and poke at, and I think a lot of that will start to come out because of the way we operate these days with the internet and media is just so huge. And it's, I call it rogue media. Anything goes. It does. And that's kind of bad for the politicians. In the old days, it was a little bit different. People turned their heads. Oh, did you see that woman that was wrapped up in the rug that was going in the White House? What's that all about? I'm referring to a president from the early 60s and some of the reports of women in and out of the White House. But anyway, and nobody talked about any of that kind of stuff. You didn't do that. And you didn't have the media the way it's so instantaneous now. So anything in anyone's background, it's there for the taking. Just Google it. Just Google it, and it's there. Let's go back to Irene, because it was about Twitter, and it was about immediate reports, sadly, of terrible damage. I mentioned already that the death toll is up over 40. In New Jersey, they also took the brunt of it. They had record flooding. And the governor Chris Christie, once, by the way, thought to be pretty hot as a presidential candidate for 2012, although he keeps saying he doesn't want to run. He talked about the fact that people need to stay away from areas that are low-lying and not go out and think they're not going to be in trouble, because flash floods can happen at any moment in particular places near these rivers, but yet people don't pay attention to the warnings. Here's the gov.
We're seeing record flooding levels across the northern part of our state. 9 river locations have reached or passed record flooding levels. If you see flooding, don't drive into it. You don't know how deep the water is. And we have had a number of tragedies because people drove into water, they got out of their cars, and we've had a couple of people who have died as a result.
Yeah, and so in New Jersey, they had several people that died, exactly how the governor said. And in other places, like in Vermont, Brattleboro, et cetera, there were people that were washed away by the floodwaters. So a lot of those deaths, that's what it had to do with. And not thinking that, you know, thinking that they were okay, and then all of a sudden getting caught and not being able to get out, and certainly nobody there to help them get out of it. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have a dungeon moment. I don't know, I thought there was always this bond between a father and a son, or any family relation where you're talking about a mother and a father and then kids, and you will not believe what one man is accused of doing to his kid. You won't believe it. You will so agree that he deserves to sit in the America Tonight dungeon. But we're not getting that till the bottom of the hour. I will not tell you who it is or what it's about till we get to the bottom of this hour. So we're going to tell you about the poll, where Perry stands, also what's going on with Gaddafi. They're talking about his brutality, and nobody can seem to find him. Stay tuned. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Politics here on America Tonight. I know. It's always the same old thing, right? But what's interesting to me, and it's like you're a pariah when you're the vice president. Nobody wants to be the vice president. Michelle Bachmann, who's still in the race, believe it or not, and I say believe it or not because all the headlines are going to Rick Perry right now. He is stealing the spotlight away from Romney and away from Bachmann and away from a slew of others who want that nomination on the Republican side. But Bachmann, for some reason, when she was asked about this, I guess it makes sense. She was asked about the whole vice presidency thing, and somebody that she brought up, somebody that was just terrific, a terrific politician, and somebody that she wanted to campaign for Senate. You know, somebody that she thinks embodies what we need in America, especially Republican-wise, is Marco Rubio. And Rubio is a freshman senator who is considered to be a bit of a star on the Republican side of things. He's kind of rising through the ranks, right? So she was in Florida, and she was playing to the Florida crowd. That makes sense because he's popular among a lot of people in that state. And a lot of people started to float Rubio's name. For a while, they've been doing that as far as a running mate for whoever the Republican presidential nominee ends up being. And Rubio is just like so many others. He is quick to say, I don't want it. I mean, they all shoot it down. Nobody wants to be vice president. I wonder if there's ever, it would take a lot of research, and I don't even know if I could 100% guarantee that my answer was correct, but I wonder if there's ever been anyone, when their names start to get floated, that says, absolutely, if they ask me to be their running mate, you betcha. I want to be the vice president. I don't want to be a senator anymore. I don't want to be a congressperson anymore. I want to be the VP so I can be irrelevant. It's like Mr. Irrelevant in the draft, in the NFL draft. Only you probably make a little more money when you're the VP of the country. But nobody wants that gig. They don't. They want to do other things or use it as a stepping stone, I guess, if their name is floated and try to play off the buzz from that. So Bachman was asked if she spoke to Rubio about possibly running as the number two, as the undercard. I call it the undercard. And she wouldn't say, she wouldn't nail it down, just that she's spoken with him. And he's a great guy, and everybody in D.C. likes him, and that she won't disclose the private content of a conversation, but they've had them. That was a good tease. I wonder if she was ever an anchor person, but I don't think he's going to do it. I think he likes the fact that he's gotten a leg up, he's in the game, and he can try to just move his way up through committees and, you know, whatever. So we move from that bit of politics to the Rick Perry thing, because I want to make sure I give you the payoff here. I said that he's stealing the spotlight from, you know, so many others who want that Republican nomination. So now this is his second poll, and these are just polls, and he's new and he's a fresh face on the scene. Yeah, some people have heard of him for various things that he's stood up for, and things that he said, whether it was, you know, gun rights or something to do with seceding from the Union or the United States, because it's really not the Union anymore. There was one speech where he did say Union, and then he said, oh, United States. But people, I think, know who he is, but do they really know who Rick Perry is? Doesn't matter. The bottom line is he who gets the most attention and ends up getting more and more coverage sometimes gets that boost that they need to get them to the convention, to get the people in their corner. And, you know, I really, honestly, don't think it's going to be Rick Perry. I don't. But there are a lot of people who believe that Perry, who is just starting to really outline what he would stand for nationally, that Rick Perry will be there in the end. He'll be there at the convention, and he's definitely going to be somebody that's talked about. So let me give you the numbers quickly. The governor now leads in a new CNN opinion research poll, 32% to 18% over Mitt Romney. Bachman, who's trolling for running mates, third with 12%. Do you know that nobody else is even in the double digits? None of the other candidates, like Newt Gingrich, not there. I don't understand why Newt Gingrich doesn't just pull out of this because he's burning money through his PAC or whatever. I don't think he has a prayer of this. Same thing I would say with Rick Santorum. Yes, some people really like him, but not enough to push him in any direction that would push him over the top. However, probably a lot of people said that about, in fact, I know a lot of people said that about John McCain last time around when he was running. So maybe somehow he gets some kind of a bump, but I don't think so. I don't think so. Sarah Palin's name comes up and Rudy Giuliani's name also gets factored in there as well, but neither one of them are saying yay for sure. Giuliani likes the idea, but still, even with his name thrown in the poll, he gets 9%. Sarah Palin gets 10%. So we're definitely seeing a shift because Perry's base is men, definitely men, and voters between 50 and 64. People who say they're Tea Party folks also like Rick Perry. But, you know, if you are taking a poll and you got Bachman and Perry, which way are you going there? So they probably split that up, I think, a little bit. And then you have the president, of course. His base is slipping. The number of Democrats that say he deserves re-election might have jumped up a little bit from earlier in the month, from 70% to 72, but that's way down from 83 back in April. One thing I think people forget is an incumbent is really tough to beat, though. It's hard to knock off the incumbent. However, I honestly think that I have never seen so many people so disillusioned by what's happening in Washington. I gave the personal example the other day of just being in line, and the conversation somehow turned to Washington, and immediately jokes were made about, I wish the whole place would just, you know, go away and be washed away. And this is constant. This is constant. This isn't, oh, geez, they were just doing the debt thing, or we just went through another crisis, and so now everybody's talking about it. I mean, this has been going on. There's been this buzz that's been there, I think, really since healthcare, and maybe even a little bit before that. But I'm going to say healthcare was really the thing, that the town meetings, all that kind of stuff that infuriated a lot of people, and then it just gets bigger and bigger every time some ridiculous thing happens in D.C. And the latest just happens to be the fact that we are so sunk when it comes to the deficit. And now you have the super committee, and then we had to lift the debt ceiling and incur more debt. I mean, we don't have to rehash the whole thing. You certainly know the reason why. All right, as I said, we're going to put somebody in the dungeon coming up next here on America Tonight. Then after that, we're also going to have We Can Count in the tail segment of the hour. And you're going to love this. You're not going to believe what the dog killer got to stay with the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I believe in forgiveness, and I mean, I think Michael Vick has tried to do whatever he can do to raise awareness for dog abuse and SPCA announcements and everything possible. There are people that are even more cynical than me that will not ever forgive what Michael Vick did. But the Eagles, they care about winning, and they care about keeping Michael Vick, and they showed him some serious love. I mean, we're talking about a serious check. I think he should donate some money to the people who have had floods and need help in the Delaware Valley, because they took it pretty hard there as well, and that would be some of his fans. But we're going to tell you about that when we get to that segment. But coming up next, we have the keys. Matt is getting ready. The dungeon has been prepared. That's happening on the flip side.
That drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Unlike sometimes local news, does this not drive you crazy? I know I've talked about this before, so I don't want to sound like I'm 100 years old. You know, when I love my grandfather. Oh, God rest his soul. But every once in a while, toward the tail end of his life, he would repeat stories to me, and I thought, wow, he never did that. He was really good about that. But, you know, he lived to be 93, and then sometimes you would hear the story again and again. So I don't want to sound like I'm telling the story over and over again, but it's so the truth. Watch your local news. And maybe they're not, and hey, maybe they are doing the payoff. I cannot tell you how many times I've watched news and they'll tell you something like, the world's biggest spider was found underneath a house in a suburban area where we're going to tell you about it later on Eyewitness News. And you're thinking, wow, biggest spider, you know, what spider is this? Oh, I'm scared to death. Is it in my neighborhood? What are they talking about? And then you never hear the story. And then you cannot find it anywhere. I hate that. I mean, I hate that. So I'm just telling you, I'm giving us a little pat in the back. We're going to do the payoff here. As part of odds and ends, we're going to start with the dungeon. You tell me if this man doesn't deserve to be thrown in the dungeon. How does this happen? So you're on a boat with your son. You're on a boat with your son. And your girlfriend. Actually, two sons. It's an afternoon cruise deal. You're in Newport Harbor, Tony Newport Harbor in California. It's like 85 other people on the boat. So you start to get in this weird argument with the girlfriend. And then you flip out And the 7-year-old son starts to get argumentative with you. So you pick him up and you throw him overboard. You throw your son off the boat into the water. What are you thinking? This guy was 35-year-old Sloan Briles. So, of course, he's arrested for investigation of child endangerment and resisting arrest because he went crazy. He did eventually jump into the water after he realized, oh, I just threw my kid in the water in the middle of this whole thing. So the boy and his brother were both returned to their mother. And he was released on Monday. He did spend some time in prison, but not enough for my liking. And nobody's really heard from him. He's kind of evaporated, as you can imagine, because everybody wants to talk to him, wants to interview him. Like, what's the scoop? What made you do that? How do you... I mean, kids, I'm sure, can be frustrating. But you're in a heated argument with the girlfriend that you've got on a boat with your two kids. And you throw the kid overboard? Oh, no way. So, we're going to put Sloan Briles in our dungeon. We will send him a key. And if he agrees to be interviewed, we'll let him out of the dungeon. But without further ado, Matt Johnson, please give him a seat.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, that's just crazy. I mean, he's out of control. That is no father in my book. I mean, definitely not. There's just no way. Stupidity, stupidity, stupidity. And if he was in any kind of a custody thing with his ex-wife, he's lost that one. Absolutely. Who knows? And it's too bad. I mean, because you don't know, because you've got sons who I'm sure love their father, no matter how gruff he is or whatever his deal is. And now that whole thing is all thrown out of whack. So how do you even think of that? How do you throw a kid off of anything? I mean, you can't get any lower than this guy. You just can't. I don't understand this. So now here's the thing. I mean, like I said, probably that relationship with the sons, if anything, he's going to be lucky to have visits with them that are supervised. But he's certainly not going to be taking them on boats again with girlfriends. There's no way. And whatever this kid did or said, and who knows, he might have really done much of anything, there's just no way that you would ever do that. And some of you are parents and you know, you could get frustrated by your child, but, and you know, you used to be able to say, I want to kill them, but there's no way you would ever do that, of course, right? You would never push them, throw them off of something, whatever. So he deserves to sit in prison. Hey, Matt, you've got a good, strong family unit. Your father never shoved you off a boat when you were fishing and you caught more than him, right?
No, we did not have that kind of relationship.
Can you even imagine? I can't. I was thinking about this. Like, what's the... Well, of course, now people won't even spank their kids. They're afraid, and then things have gone upside down. But do you... I can't even think of a time where anything close to that ever happened in my family.
Yeah, I can't say that or any friends of mine...
No.
Like, anyone close to me, I don't think
no.
anything like that would ever happen.
Uh-uh. I mean, that's crazy. And obviously, he throws him overboard and probably realizes, like, oh, man, you know. But it's too late. And that kid had to have been in complete shock. So, enough about him. We can't waste any more airtime on that guy. He's in the dungeon. That's where he deserves to be. All right, speaking of somebody that could have easily been in the dungeon, and I don't know if I ever threw him in the dungeon or not, but how about this for a twist of fate? The polygamous sect leader, Warren Jeffs, you know, who was going to theoretically pretty much spend the rest of his life in jail, he was hospitalized Monday in a medically induced coma in critical condition. Why? He's been fasting for weeks since he got that life sentence for sexually assaulting underage girls that he was supposedly married to. So now he is on death's door. We move from that story as part of Odds and Ends to the ridiculous. You know, there's a show, because there's a myriad, of course, of reality television shows, and one of them is Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the Stars initially, I think, started off okay, where they had kind of interesting people on, and, you know, they were doing the dance thing. And, of course, like anything else, you have to get more outrageous and to have, you know, crazy people on the show, I guess, to keep the ratings up when you've been around for a while. And, you know, normally I don't pay attention to stuff like this because I don't watch that show. But you check out the people that are going to be dancing on their next season, which I guess is coming up pretty soon. You have basketball star Ron Artest. You have to go way back for that. You have World Cup soccer player Hope Solo. You have Robert Kardashian, Kristen Cavallari, Chaz Bono is going to be on this show. And here, this really is crazy. Nancy Grace is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. I don't know. I've never seen her crack a smile. So she's going to have to work on that. You have Carson Kressley, who was part of that group of guys. Remember I forget what they called them. I don't even remember when he first hit TV. But he was with a group of gay men.
It was Queer Eye for the Straight
Yes,
Guy.
Yes, thank you. Oh, you have a much better memory than me. You must be doing crosswords. Queer Eye. So the Queer Eye guy is going to be on. Ricky Lake, China Phillips, David Arquette, J.R. Martinez, an Italian actress who's famous for hooking up with George Clooney, Elizabeth Canalis, and I guess Ryan O'Neal was going to join the cast, but he's not recovered yet from knee replacement surgery. Wow, is that like the craziest collection of people? Matt, I can't help but go further on this. Did you hear the people that I said? Nancy Grace.
I don't know who half of them are.
I don't either, but you know Nancy Grace.
Oh, I know who that is, but I thought the whole deal this year was they're going to try to get better, like, celebrities, and it doesn't sound like they did that at all.
I think they try to get nuttier people.
I don't know who J.R. Martinez, I don't know who
I don't
that
either.
Is. I don't know who China Phillips is.
You know who China Phillips is? Remember that group, Wilson Phillips? They just were in a movie. They were just singing a song. They were a hot group. But,
I know
you know,
Wilson
when you
Phillips
were...
Is.
That's she's part of Wilson Phillips.
Oh.
Yeah. She was a cute, blonde, thin girl.
Oh, okay.
Does America like my description, by the way? And she married one of the Baldwin brothers. She's probably famous for that, I guess. So that's who that is. But you're right. Just hearing her name, you really wouldn't know. If you say Wilson Phillips, that's a better hint.
Yeah,
but just
got
hearing her name.
Some Kardashian on there, too, and I think it's... I don't even know who that one is.
Robert
either.
Kardashian.
Yeah, was it the least famous one?
The least famous Kardashian. He needed something to do. Everybody else is out there earning money, so they had to get him a gig. And the gig that he got was Dancing with the Stars. Whew, how did we get there? We start off with the wicked, nasty dude who pushes his kid overboard, and we end up with the craziness of Dancing with the Stars. I guess it's like Cracker Jacks. You never know what you're going to get on America Tonight. We Can Count coming up around the bend.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just
coming up, another version of We Can Count. We're going to jump to that. But before we do, let's head out to Rick in Illinois here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Yo, Rick, what's happening?
Hey, let's talk about Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
We have Nancy Grace on there. We ought to get Casey Anthony on there as a judge.
And you know what is so sick and sad about that? Do you know the kind of ratings they would have if they had Casey Anthony in the audience? If she just showed up in the audience, which would be her free right to do that if they would let her in the studio audience, the world would be fascinated. They would be glued to it. You're right.
Yeah. Well, don't tell Nancy Grace, but she's up for a surprise. What is a judge?
A surprise judge.
Yeah.
I just, she doesn't, you know, her thing is to go hard after, you know, criminals or court cases, and that's her whole thing with her show. So she's not there's nothing light so much about Nancy Grace, and I guess that's the idea. She'll show a different side.
Yeah. Well, I see your protege, crackpot, Michelle Bachman.
My protege. She wants Rubio to run on her undercard. He doesn't want to be the VP. He's a rising star. He says, no, thank you.
Well, the pastor said that God talked to her and that the earthquake and hurricane is telling the Washington people in Washington to get the fiscal responsibility and the control. So I guess he quit talking to Glenn Beck and I talked to her.
Wow, so what's next? Because they're not going to do that. Do you think we're going to have a plague next then?
I don't know.
I'm scared.
You have to ask her. But I think Sarah Palin must be her campaign manager because she just starts talking sounds like her anyway. I think that's just her campaign manager.
Oh, Sarah Palin has outsmarted everyone. Sarah Palin is the one who's got a solid living going. She's speaking all over the place. And she is the kingmaker for, I think, the Tea Party. So she may have a lot to say. It's not going to be her because I don't think she's definitely not going to run. But she will absolutely have something to say about the people that are in the middle of the race. So Michelle Bachmann has to find a way to definitely get along with Palin.
Yeah. Well, I don't think people want to listen to her anyway because she's a crackpot. I've been reading about your governor that who he should look like or what he wants to be. But I see when he's governor, he laid off 100,000 school teachers.
Yes.
Yeah, he got the state $27 billion in a hole.
Yes.
Yeah, he's worse than our governor.
Well, but see, people see the bigger, they see that when he was, when he's been governor, that the other thing is that he created jobs, so one out of six people were working. But what people don't realize is a lot of those jobs, folks, were in the oil industry. And so the other jobs weren't there. It just the numbers were, you know, came out that way, were slanted that way. But definitely when it came to education, there's no question they slashed a lot of people out, and it was a big, giant mess. Absolutely. Yeah. You're fading on us. What's going on? Are you falling asleep there at the wheel?
Probably cut me out.
would you please get a good phone? What system are you on? Are you on
US,
T-Mobile?
No, US Cellular.
US Cellular. I don't know much about US Cellular, but I'm going to say it is the wicked stepchild of T-Mobile. I don't know. Every time you're cutting out.
Why live we don't have much choice?
I got you. So really in your neighborhood, everybody else is talking in tin cans, and because you're the rich guy in the neighborhood, you have U.S. Cellular.
I think the CIA or whatever, tapping in on me.
They're probably tapping me. I'm sure I'm on 15 lists. So you're guilty. Listen, I want to tell everyone in America, you are guilty by association for calling this show, so I got all of you on lists. Hey, keep two hands on the wheel, brother.
Yeah, take care.
All right. He's not a fan of Bachman's, not a fan of Palin's, that's for sure. All right, so without further ado, let's head to one of my favorite segments, We Can Count. We're going to take you to a lot of different places, including Birmingham, Alabama. You know what we're going to talk about there? Yep, a federal judge temporarily blocked enforcement of Alabama's new law. What's that new law? It was another one to crack down on illegal immigration. They ruled Monday that they needed more time, or the judge needed more time to decide whether the law opposed by the Obama administration, church leaders, and immigrant rights groups is constitutional. So we're back to the whole constitutional argument again. The judge was Judge Sharon Blackburn, and because of the brief order from the judge, it means the law won't take effect as scheduled on Thursday. This isn't a surprise because it looked like this was going to happen anyway. And the judge didn't address whether the law is constitutional, only saying she could still let all or parts of the law take effect later. She's going to issue a longer ruling on September 28th. So September 28th is your number in that story. I don't think much of anything's going to happen by then. You know, ultimately we know where all this ends up, and it's the Supreme Court. That's what it is. There's more pressure in from states to do something on their own, and that's why they're trying to push certain laws through, and it's getting stopped, and it all goes back to the Constitution and that challenge, and, you know, there's more politics wrapped in this than you can shake a stick at, no question. All right. It was just a few years ago, or so it seems, that Michael Vick was in prison. What was he in prison for? Dog fighting, remember that? Killing dogs. So, 2 years and 2 weeks after he signed a two-year deal that paid him less than $2 million back in 2009, he has got a whopper of one on the table. He's going to sign it for sure. He's coming to terms with the Eagles on a six-year, $100 million contract. Do you know what that means? That means, if I'm right, he is going to get, about $16 million a year. $16 million a year. You know, this is 7 years after he signed a 10-year, $130 million deal with Atlanta. So, I don't know. Is it front-loaded, back-loaded, side-loaded? Where is it loaded? It doesn't matter. He's going to make a ton of money from Philadelphia. And those are crazy, crazy numbers. You want to talk about coming full circle in your life. This is 4 years. This is 4 years after he ended up pleading guilty to federal charges to gambling and dog fighting. So now he's on top of the world again. There were a lot of people that said that that was going to happen, and boy, were they right. I wasn't so sure he was going to make that kind of a comeback, and, you know, sure enough, he absolutely did. Let's move from that one to a very famous man who wants to freeze his body after he dies. What's up with that? Simon Cowell, the former American Idol judge, you might know him, you know, the sarcastic Brit. He said in a recent magazine article that he'd like to have his body frozen. And he doesn't even want to talk about the moral or the ethical consideration and that kind of stuff. He just says that he wants to be frozen. And, you know, how does that affect estate planning? Who knows? He was asked, you know, how you don't have any children, so who ultimately gets to make the decisions? If you remember, Ted Williams, here's your number, he died at the age of 83. One of his daughters wanted to follow his final wishes that he had in his 1996 will, and the will was that he wanted his body cremated and his ashes spread off the coast of Florida, where he was big into fishing and whatnot, and his son said that he wanted to do something different, and remember that whole thing about freezing his body, freezing his head to be exact? Ugh. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.